Musical acts from all over are in Atlanta this weekend for the Afropunk Music Festival, including Georgia's own Algiers. The group's latest album is The Underside of Power. NPR Music describes it as one of the year's most ambitious and intense records. GPB's Sean Powers caught up with the lead singer.
My name is Franklin James Fisher. I'm the singer in Algiers.
Broken shards all that we are at some time. Scatter around what you try to control of your life.
Algiers emerged out of just what was the three of us, Ryan, Lee, and myself, just needing a way to engage the wider absurdity that was the world and geopolitical incident. What we wanted to do on this record was just to elaborate on musical and thematic ideas. And I think with The Underside of Power, the song itself, it was a very good representation of that. The only meaning is just talking about the idea that ultimately the people who are in power will lose power one way or another. Want to subscribe to a sort of optimism. We're not the most ostensibly optimistic band in the world, but even if civilization collapses with you, that's still somewhat of an optimistic view, I think. This record was actually very much like a jigsaw puzzle. We wanted to record it in a relatively short period of time, and that got way out of our hands, way out of our control, and so it turned into a very long and tedious process from working in a studio for the first 2 or 3 weeks of the first session to working in at least 5 or 6 different studios in 3 different countries with 7 different engineers and a handful of different producers. And you realize at a certain point that to what extent your control over what it is that you want to create is limited. But we are very proud of it, and we think that that sort of organized chaos perfectly reflects where we were as a band at the time of its recording. And maybe it reflects the sort of electricity in the air of what was happening politically as well. The song Walk Like a Panther was influenced by a couple of things. Fred Hampton, very charismatic leader of the Black Panther Party in Chicago, and he was murdered by the police and the FBI. And that's that sample that you hear that starts the record, that starts the song. Hampton, he was an incredible incredible. And I think it really, the intent here was to kind of let people know exactly where we stand coming out of the gate, and to kind of reclaim history in a sense, because history has been revised to such a great extent, particularly in like public schools and in like public consciousness with regards to who the Black Panthers were and what they were fighting for. You know, I've heard things as obscene and absurd as saying that they were the Black equivalent of the Ku Klux Klan, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. From my point of view, lyrically, the song Walk Like a Panther had to do with the sort of cultural appropriation of Black music and the so-called artists that willingly play into that appropriation for their own gain, without regards as to what that entails or what the fallout is for their communities or for their culture and the people that they sell out for their own material gain or their own status. And that to me is a form of, you know, probably the highest form of treason culturally that you could create. And that came from just experiences and things that I've seen. And so lyrically, that's what I'm talking about. If you decide to be in a band, it's something that chooses you, you know, it's like a labor of love almost. If we make a connection, you know, with people, we meet friends and other creative people who are trying to do things that are of real impact in communities and in society, then that's, you can't really ask for any more than that.
That's Franklin James Fisher. He's the lead singer of the Atlanta-based group Algiers. You can catch Algiers perform at this weekend's Afro-Punk Music Festival in Atlanta. Details at gpbnews.org.